Blessed be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known from you, no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from the first chapter of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 71 can be found on the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. In your righteousness, deliver me and set me free. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked.
That's right.
For you are my hope, O Lord God. I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb, you have been my strength. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire, a darkness and gloom, and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the bearers beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to the Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly, the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking, for if they do not escape when they are refused, the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for indeed our God is a consuming fire. The word of the Lord.
The Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, why are you, woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began to praise God. But the leader of the synagogue became indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath. He kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And not that this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he had said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we ask that you guide and direct us in this path this day. Be with us always as we go about your duties in our world, in your world that you've called us to witness to your presence in our world. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to talk a little bit about Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a reluctant prophet. When God came to Jeremiah and he said, "Jeremiah, I'm going to send you, I'm going to make a prophet, you're going to be a prophet, you're going to witness to my presence in the world." And Jeremiah said, "But I'm a boy. I can't proclaim your word. I'm not qualified." Well, I can relate to that. When I was called to ministry, the pastor came to me and he saith unto me, "Gear, God is calling you to ministry." And I said, "I ain't going." He said, "But Garrett, God is calling you to ministry." And I said, "I don't care. I make more money than you do. Why would I want to be a minister?" I was on the finance committee and I knew how much he made and I knew how much I made. And I just said, "I'm not going." Well, long story made short, here I am. But I don't know whether Jeremiah knew the task that God was calling him to, or he was just making excuses. We all make excuses for not doing the things we don't want to do. Well, if Jeremiah knew the task he was being called to do, he's called to proclaim the word of God to the people of Israel. You have to understand that Jeremiah lived in a time in his life when the Chaldeans and the Assyrians under Nebuchadnezzar were breathing down the neck of Jerusalem, and they're going to attack Jerusalem, and Jeremiah didn't want to be in between that one. So when he came there, he said, "I ain't going to do this." And God said, "Well, I'll give you strength, and I'll give you guidance, and I'll give you the words you need to do what you need to do." Well, Jerusalem, you have to understand, they had probably 100,000 troops. The city, and they were well fortified. And Nebuchadnezzar only had probably about 1 million, so that the odds were pretty close there. Jeremiah knew it was suicide. Well, God told Jeremiah it was suicide. But Jeremiah didn't go along with the status quo. The prophets of his time were telling the kings and the princes of Jerusalem not to worry because the God was with them. And Jeremiah said, "No, he's not. You've been sinning against the Lord. You've been doing pretty much anything you want to do, and you've been mocking God's presence in our life, and you're gonna fail." Well, Jeremiah, he got in trouble with the chief priest. The chief priest, he told the chief priest he was lying with his prophecies. The chief priest had him thrown in stocks and put him in irons. When Jeremiah told him about the other things he did, he ended up getting thrown in prison, got thrown in a dungeon. Eventually he got thrown in a well. That's where Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers found him, fished him out of the well, and God was with Jeremiah all the way through his ministry. Jeremiah was given the task to proclaim the word to his people. We do that too. We're being called as well to the task of being called to bear witness to the risen Christ. Being called to the risen Christ service does not make us popular. It won't make you popular with any political party, with any group. Because as St. Paul said in chapter 12 of Romans, present yourself as a living sacrifice. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't think as everybody else thinks. Think of what God has blessed you to do and seek the truth in Jesus Christ. When we go out and we look at what Jesus did in his ministry, Jesus did not try to win a popularity contest. Jesus, when he was in the synagogue and he healed this woman of the ailment that she had for 18 years, it was the right thing to do. He could have just as easily said, come back on Monday and I'll cure you. But he didn't. He took it as a teaching moment and he said, this is what God has called us to do, to act now, to proclaim the gospel now, with your life, with your voice, with all that you have, proclaim the gospel of Christ to the world. Jesus did this himself. He served as an example of doing exactly what Jeremiah was doing. Jeremiah may have been a reluctant prophet, but he was a faithful prophet. He was faithful all the way through the captivity. In fact, God saw through it that he didn't go on the captivity. He stayed in Jerusalem. When the people said they were going to go, they were afraid that they were going to go and sneak off to Egypt and have the Egyptians protect them from the local marauders that were around. Jeremiah said, no, stay here in Jerusalem. Well, they went down to Egypt and ended up in trouble anyways. We can't depend on ourselves to protect ourselves. We can't depend on ourselves to protect anything that we have, our assets or anything. We live in a world that's fragile. We live in a world that's violent. We need to proclaim the gospel of Christ and depend on him for our salvation. He'll protect us in our soul and in our minds and protect us from the evil one. Jesus came into the world at a good time. He came at a time when there was violence in the world and we needed answers. He came into the world to proclaim the gospel, the good news, and to give us a reason to serve him and to be a servant of his in our world. I remember a lady in St. John's Church in Tidewater, Virginia, when we were members down there. She was in her 90s when I met her, and she asked me if I would help her with a Sunday school class. And I said, oh, sure, I'd help her out. And one day I didn't feel like doing the class, and she wasn't up to it either, so she said, there's only one reason for not proclaiming God's word, and it's the death in the family. Yours. We need to live as Christ called us to serve. When God calls us, don't make an excuse. It's not because you're not eloquent. It's not because you're not gifted with ministry. You're not gifted with speech or fancy language. Even the smallest things can make a big difference in the world. A kind word, a kind gesture, in Christ's name. Serve the Lord in Christ's name. Please stand as you're able and let's confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 of the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of
heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son,
Prayers of the People are on Form 6, page 392 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 392. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work, for this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
We pray for the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friends, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father.
In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so hold us by your Spirit,
that we may live and serve you in newness of life,
to the honor and glory of your name,
through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
To share God's peace with one another.
I changed the sign out in front by the road. It used to say visitor parking for St. James. The vestry asked for a handicap, so that now says handicap Sunday only. So the vestry asked that unless you have a handicap sticker, don't park there on Sunday, all right? And you'll notice that the village put a sign up saying no parking. Okay, so there's really only one spot there, period. And you probably will get a ticket if you park beyond that, closer to the corner.
You shall cross the heaven. our service continues on page 361, the Red Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father, Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. Therefore, we praise you and joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. Forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Christ, but in heaven.
This is holy ground.
Amen.
We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is, life is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where He is holy. These are holy hands. We're lifting up
shall walk and not faint.
Sacrament, body and blood. Grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. And now, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.